With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Deshaun Antonio Brown has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder, wounding with intent, and carrying an offensive weapon. He's accused of attacking a man along with others who have not yet been charged during the Pirates Week festivities on Edward Street near the main court building. Mr. Brown appeared in grand court today before Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, head of the criminal division. His trial is scheduled to begin on the 20th of July and is expected to last for up to 2 weeks. In the meantime, he remains on bail under strict conditions, including a 24-hour curfew, with exceptions only for attending court hearings. Nat Harlan Seymour and his wife Lucilla Seymour of West Bay have pleaded not guilty to charges of possessing an illegal firearm and ammunition. Prosecutors alleged the couple had a Beretta handgun as well as 7 rounds of ammunition at their home. They appeared in grand court today where their trial was set for February. Both remain on bail with conditions including surrendering passports, avoiding all ports of entry or exit, reporting to the West Bay Police Station 3 times a week, and residing at their current address. Police have arrested a Bodentown man following an attempted robbery on Thursday night. It happened just after 6:30 p.m. on Bodentown Road when a delivery driver was threatened by an unknown man demanding cash. The would-be robber fled after the home owner stepped in. Officers from Operation Winter Guardian later spotted and detained a man matching the suspect's description. A search uncovered suspected cocaine and a drug utensil. The 23-year-old Bodentown resident was arrested on suspicion of attempted robbery and drug offenses. Police say no one was hurt and the matter remains under police investigation. The debate on the Immigration Transition Amendment Invalidation Bill 2025 continued today, a major rewrite of Cayman's immigration rules that the government calls a long-overdue reset to better protect Caymanians. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has reactions from both sides of the aisle.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks said he had already road-tested the bill at a Christmas function in West Bay, where residents followed the debate on their phones and demanded action.
So what are we waiting for? The country's been past all this. They had the white paper. There's been consultation. Go to January to do what? Get done with it.
The bill tightens and extends several pathways to live and work in the Cayman Islands while giving officials more tools to police abuse. It lengthens the time people must legally be resident before qualifying for the right to be Caymanian, requires the spouses of Caymanians or permanent residents to hold a residency and employment rights certificate for 15 years before applying for naturalization or permanent residency. The bill also strengthens scrutiny of marriages and civil partnerships to deter marriages of convenience, expands cross-agency information sharing to prioritize Caymanian hiring, and introduces measures like new term limits for some non-Caymanian civil servants for commercial farm workers. Immigration Minister the Honorable Michael Miles says the reforms respond to years of rapid population growth and a Cayman status system he argues has been abused.
Unsustainable population growth, a citizenship pathway that has been exploited, systems strained to the breaking point, and Caymanians increasingly marginalized in our own country.
Opposition members accuse the government of rushing a complex bill just before Christmas and warn that many residents are still confused about the details. The bill passed its second reading. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
You can see the proceedings on the Cayman Islands Government YouTube and Facebook channels or tune into Radio Cayman after our 6 p.m. news broadcast. In other Parliament news, a backlog of financial statements are tabled in the House, and the Minister for Health updates MPs on some that are still outstanding. On Thursday, Minister of Health, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilts, tabled a series of reports dating from 2014 to 2019 for the ministry. She's also advised the House on the status of the Ministry of Health's audits and annual reports for the financial years 2020 through 2024. The ministry has submitted its annual financial statements for each of these years to the Office of the Auditor General for review.
However, Mr. Speaker, while the financial statements have been prepared and submitted for audit, their tabling is subject to the completion and formal sign-off of the audits by the Office of the Auditor General.
Ms. Ebanks-Wilkes told MPs the Ministry of Health continues to treat the completion of these outstanding audits as, quote, priority.
The ministry is actively engaging with the Office of the Auditor General to develop an expedited plan for the completion of the outstanding audits and is fully committed to restoring the regular cycle of annual audits and ensuring that the reporting remains current and timely moving forward.
She says her ministry remains, quote, steadfast in its commitment to transparency, accountability, and continued collaboration with the Office of the Auditor General. In other local news, while this year's 16 days of activism campaign has wrapped up, that doesn't mean domestic violence shouldn't remain at the forefront of discussion for the holiday season.
We certainly do see a number of incidents escalating over the Christmas period.
Really?
Pretty much any sort of holiday that happens with Easter or any sort of celebration that is a local event, but Christmas and New Year particularly, because this is the time where there's financial restraints, more people are at home because they've taken time off and the kids are off from school. So there can be lots of different tensions that are normally diverted because of other activities going on in their everyday life, and Christmas can bring all that and manifest it, and it doesn't always make it into a joyful occasion for people.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record program, Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Detective Sergeant Elizabeth Owens told listeners alcohol and drug use, which tends to increase over the holidays, also affect the number of domestic violence calls into 911.
Christmas can also, it's a time for joy, but it also can bring in perhaps trauma or unhappy memories, and people reflect, and they don't always reflect positively about their life or their circumstances, and then that directs onto other people. So it certainly is a time when we've got more patrols out. We've got Operation Winter Garden that's out at the weekends, particularly to be present on our streets and in the communities.
RCIP has launched its annual Winter Guardian operation on Thursday with a focus on road safety and crime prevention as the festive season ramps up. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin with the breakdown of the operation.
Operation Winter Guardian officially began on Thursday, December 11th, and police say the priority for the remainder of the year is reducing road fatalities, especially after four fatal collisions were recorded in December last year. The public can expect intensified enforcement, including more speeding patrols and vehicle checkpoints day and night, with officers targeting risky behaviors like speeding, driving under the influence, and distracted driving. RCIPS is also urging motorists to practice safe habits, stay within speed limits, avoid mobile phone usage behind the wheel, and call 911 if they suspect an impaired driver. The operation supports the Arrive Alive 345 campaign, including a designated driver program with complimentary soft drinks at participating restaurants, and the Blue Ribbon Bus Service, free rides on New Year's Eve from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. across Grand Cayman as well as Cayman Brac. Beyond the roads, police say they will increase visibility with foot patrols in shopping and residential areas and high-visibility mobile patrols by specialist units. RCIPS is also warning the public about financial crimes, including credit card fraud, business email compromise, and social media scams. Operation Winter Guardian continues through the holiday season into the new year with added patrols at 7 Mile Public Beach. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
A new tech platform built in Cayman is aiming to change how students plan their futures by linking dream lifestyles to local salaries. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Enterprise Cayman has launched Future Me Cayman, an online tool that grew out of a recent Tech Futures hackathon. It's designed to help students and career changers test whether the life they want actually matches the career they're choosing in Cayman. CEC founder Charlie Kirkconnell.
So essentially, Future Me Cayman will help Caymanians make informed decisions based on real, local data, maximizing their prospects of career success and life satisfaction.
Organizers say the platform pulls labor market information from work and other government sources, then layers in a cost of living calculator, funding opportunities, and soft skills assessments. A teenager can put in a simple plan like living on their own or raising a child and see which local jobs and salary ranges are most likely to support that lifestyle. Labor Minister Michael Miles says the challenge now is putting tools like this directly into classrooms.
I believe that this app is going to revolutionize how we prepare young people because it is at their fingertips. We don't have that right now. Mm-hmm. And as a minister of community employment, I can tell you the number one thing that we struggle with in our country is employment. Mm-hmm. And we have more jobs than young people. And our young people struggle to understand really what they want to do, where they want to go. What you guys have done is given just about every young person or every person in our country an opportunity to have development.
Future Me K-Man is free to use and funded as a public-private partnership, not a commercial app. Developers say if schools adopt it and employers keep the data fresh, the platform could become a daily planning tool for K-Manians thinking about what to study or when to make their next career move. Elizabeth Charles, Radio K-Man News.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Finally, November was drier and hotter than usual. According to the Cayman Islands National Weather Service, the average temperature in Grand Cayman was 83 degrees, hitting a max on November the 9th at 90.5 degrees Fahrenheit. There were similar stats for Cayman Brac. The hottest day clocked in at 90.7 degrees Fahrenheit on the 2nd of November. The average monthly temperature was up above the 30-year average. 2.8 inches of rain fell in Grand Cayman in November, only 1 inch in Cayman Brac. The National Weather Service says the month's total rainfall is below the 30-year average of 3.4 inches. For 2025, the overall accumulated rain through November 30th continued to be below the annual average by about 20 inches, with the average temperature about 1 degree above the average. November marked the official transition into the dry season. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.